Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
It's 5:31, an hour later on the Tweed, and a very big show. Day one of our 92.5 Triple M's Christmas baubles.
You can't say it like that.
What?
Baubles.
Okay. No, well,
baubles.
You got a chance to share in $2,000 worth of Christmas cash from the Oasis shopping centre.
So good.
Big enough to move freely, small enough that you can find the store, the Oasis Broadbeach. Anyway, that coming up.
Yeah.
Did you make that up, or is that their actual slogan?
That's what they're saying.
I love that.
That's what they're all about.
That's true.
It is a great balls.
So that to come before 9 o'clock, but we do name that year this time every morning. And because it's a foregone conclusion.
That Rod McLeod's won.
Yeah.
Can you just give us a balls, Rod?
Baubles.
Very subdued bauble.
Yeah, that sounded like the little wobbly alien things that used to be on The Muppets, was it? Or Sesame Street?
Oh, The Martians.
The Martians.
Yes, I've got the T-shirt.
Yes.
Bauble, bubbles, bubbles.
Bauble, bauble.
Nope.
Anyway, sorry.
That's good. I'm going to award Rod the Name That Year November Cup right now.
No, because
you
can't do it.
December is a short month for you guys.
No.
No, well, Rod, take it.
Okay.
Yeah, but he wants to take it knowing that he, like, maybe is 15 or however many.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'll just take it.
He's double the nearest person.
So what are we starting
but
from
maybe
now?
Maybe not starting, at the end of the month he won't be.
Starting December now.
Oh, December now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
On a Monday.
I'll get the engraver out and...
All right.
So what do you mean? That's it. So now we're 000.
Yep. Starting afresh.
What's going on here? You've lost the plot.
No, it's good, isn't it?
Baubles!
All right. Yep, we play. Yep, we are all on 000 next.
Radio.
A brand new month for Name That Year.
Honestly, yes. So reputable, this show.
Gone rogue. It's Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
As we move on, look, we are starting afresh. Well done, Rod, winning the monthly cup in November.
Can you read out the names on the cup so far?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. July, September, October, me.
July, September, October.
August.
And November.
Ali.
Oh,
wow. And November as well, yes.
Well done.
Come on, Spider.
All right, so we've got, look, this is a very important day, starting afresh on 000. So who's going to get off to a good start? Good luck, everyone, with Name That Year.
Where is it? Where is it?
Oh.
Ah! Where is it? No!
What?
That
is Gollum from The Hobbit.
Oh, please.
What year?
Spider.
Hobbit release.
2006.
Oh,
what?
Rod the newsreader.
That's one of the most popular sites down in New Zealand.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it is.
Al?
Yeah.
Are we talking the movie or the book?
No, sorry, we were talking the movie. Oh. Yeah, the Peter Jackson. Okay, was that the confusion?
If you said 2006 for the book, Hobbit, you should be embarrassed.
Okay, The Hobbit movie came out in 2013.
And I reckon it's about 2008.
2012.
Ooh.
Oh, Rodney.
Rodney.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Can I ask, what can't you do, Rodney?
Yeah.
Oh, heaps.
Okay.
Housework for a start. Morning, Liz.
Okay. Rod's on the board. Today is Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah.
New messages, new friend requests, new comments. Ever since I got on MySpace, I have no time for sleep and no time for homework.
Yeah.
But I feel cooler now.
It does. It makes you cooler. MySpace. When was MySpace first?
Oh,
I never had it, but I'm going to guess about 1994.
It's still going.
Yeah. A little later.
150 people in employees now.
Yeah. I thought you meant we're still on it.
Are you on it still?
I don't know. Maybe.
A little later. I reckon it was around 98.
Rather newsreader. News Limited had a Rupert Murdoch bought it for about $1 billion and then it crashed.
Yes.
Handsomely. I reckon this was around 2002.
Ooh.
2003.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Rod McLeod.
What is MySpace anyway?
It was the very first social media platform. Yes. It went to the broad masses.
I thought Facebook came out in 2001. No? Mm. I've got no idea.
I often get prefixed with the, you're in MySpace.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do a clean sweep?
Yes,
please.
Why not?
It's Monday.
All right, here we go.
When Chuck Norris does push-ups, he doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down. Chuck Norris once shot down a German fighter plane with his finger by yelling, bang.
All right, so that is the great Chuck Norris. What year did his amazing TV show, Walker, Texas Ranger, first come out?
Oh, Spider.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Shocking. I've never watched it. But those Chuck Norris.
I love him.
Oh, that was so good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Was it in 86?
No.
I spent a fraction earlier.
I've got no idea. Rod, are you having a stab?
I'll have a stab. Walker, Texas Ranger, 1994.
I'll go 89.
Yep, spot on.
It's 93. Well done, Rod.
Oh, one again.
Wow.
Seriously.
Oh, how good is he?
Can we have a day of just Chuck Norris jokes? No, can we just one day everybody can just ring up and say, just give us your favourite Chuck Norris line?
I don't think I have ever seen anything Chuck Norris. Have you got a line?
What do you mean?
No, don't think I've ever seen one.
We'll storyboard this after 9 o'clock.
Don't storyboard it. I just love all the Chuck Norris.
All right, we'll prove it. Give us one of his lines.
I don't know. I love people telling me.
Okay.
There is nothing like old friends, in my opinion. You know, the crew that you don't need to do any back explaining. They know everything about you, where you've come from, your family. So I had a touch footy reunion on Saturday, arvo and night. We went to Precinct Brewing, started Granddad Jack's and then went to Precinct Brewing. So this is a whole bunch of girls, and our coach was there too, that we all played together when we were in high school and then for years after that too. Yep. So, I mean, we've been on that many trips away and we know each other.
Flap the chops.
Exactly. So one of the girls, Hound, she had flown over from, she lives in Western Australia, right? We haven't seen her for 10 years. She's actually been through cancer, beaten. So it was just one of those times where it was all in, you know.
Oh, pot committed.
Yes. And so at the end, Skinny was in great form as well, you know. So there were probably 12 of us. But at the end of the night, someone picks up a handbag, right? Now, I will say a lot of, at least probably three quarters of the team, not the sort of girls that are handbag, you know, girly girls necessarily. We're all sporting girls. I mean, I'm not a handbag girl anyway. Someone picks up a handbag and goes, oh, whose is this? And Hound's jokingly, because she's the least, I guess, girly girl.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's my handbag. That's my handbag. That's mine, you know. And we were all laughing about that. Anyway, then Rowdy pipes up and she goes.
Very girly nickname.
Yeah. Hound dog, Skinny, Rowdy.
Rowdy goes, oh, it's actually mine. And Hound's just lost the plot at the fact that Rowdy has actually got a handbag. So we're all crying with laughter. Hound's like, oh, I can't believe Rowdy's got a handbag. And Rowdy goes, she goes, well, it's not mine. It's actually Mum's.
Oh, my God.
Because she didn't own her own handbag. So she's taken her 75-year-old mother's handbag, because I guess she wanted to have a bag for the day.
Yeah.
So then, of course, we're losing it over that. And she says, oh, well, actually, the story gets better. So Rowdy had been shopping with her mum that day to find a handbag. But because she didn't want to spend much money, because she's not a handbag girl, she goes, oh, I was looking in this cheap shop. So here she is in a $2 shop trying to find a handbag to come to the reunion. And she goes, oh, I found this bag. And written, you know, embossed on the front of it is the word Australia.
Oh, beautiful.
So she was going to buy a $2 tourist Australia bag with flowers all over it. And she goes, I looked at Mum and I said, oh, how about this one? Held it up. And a 75-year-old mum, Jen, just goes, I don't think so.
Q
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
7:06, our later on the tweet out of our Broadbeach studios, we say good morning to Flan, Ali and Spider.
Yeah, good morning to you all. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Mm. I've been growing a veggie garden for the last 3 months. I've been ripping in to try and make my own veggies.
Oh, so how's it going?
Well, okay, now that you ask, thank you.
that's good effort.
Well, imagine that if we just go...
Mm. Oh, well,
yeah.
What else?
Yeah. There's a meme that goes around, I think it sums it perfectly, and it says, growing vegetables is the best way to save $1.32 over 3 months. And I've got to say, it really, truly is. But I've got to harvest. I've been growing eggplants. Yes. And bugs all over my eggplants, I've got to say. Wasn't very happy.
No.
So I had to harvest early. And I harvested my capsicums, they are my pride and joy, and my tomatoes. And I made them all into a bit of a salad. And I sat down to woof into them, and I thought, oh, my God, I can't wait. Chopped it all up lovingly, tossed it through, made the dressing, stirred that through. Then all that flavour was shared through the whole thing. I sat down, and I woofed into it, and it turns out my capsicums are chilies. Oh, my God, my glowing ring would have sparked a diesel engine this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
I
don't want to think of it.
The glowing ring.
I wondered why you're sitting on a little ring.
Little inflatable pillow.
Woo! Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, well, we've got until Thursday to get all our lingo up to date about soccer. If you don't know about soccer, it's like the Melbourne Cup. We're all going to be experts with the Socceroos getting through to, well... maybe getting through to the 16 in the World Cup. They've got to at least win or draw on Thursday morning.
Versus Denmark, I think.
Yep, yeah, first time in... well, they've only done this three times. First time Australian coach has been able to get them this far as well. So
good on them.
That's so good. But you know what? A lot of us, you know, those people who aren't soccer fans, you will be interested. It's going to be massive for Australia. And for them to be able to match it with the best in the world is going to be huge. So all eyes are going to be on Thursday morning. Start learning the lingo and getting your flares ready.
Less.
Look, no way to segue from there to this very serious statistic. 15 people have been killed on Gold Coast rides this year, and nearly 50% of them are motorcycle riders. So please, take great care. There was an awful double fatality on Friday, I think from a stolen motorcycle. So just understand that right now, 50% of the stats are people on motorcycles. So calm the farm out in the hinterland and look after yourself on the roads.
Well, on a slightly more positive note, you can potentially win one of five $500 Gold Coast Tourist Park vouchers.
Ooh.
Now, this is an initiative of the City of Gold Coast, so they're asking people to take part in a rubbish survey. That doesn't mean it's a terrible survey.
What's a rubbish survey?
Well, it's a survey about rubbish. So they're checking in on all things litter and illegal dumping because... currently, they spend more than $7 million a year cleaning up litter and illegally dumped waste from around our beautiful city.
I see it everywhere now since they changed the tips.
And closed a lot of them.
Absolutely.
And made restrictions. Yeah. So.
Made things more expensive to tip. I see tyres everywhere now and tins of paint.
Yeah.
Couches. That's just Logan.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were describing what was out the front of your house. Anyway, head to their Facebook page, City of Gold Coast.
And that is what you need to know.
Wait.
Last one standing.
Yeah, 1-300-925-666. That's 1-300-925-666. You can absolutely brag all day that you win the quiz after.
Come on.
Flan,
you know you
it's
can
over
do
to
it.
You. First cab, Pete from Currumbin Waters. Good morning, Pete.
Pete from Currumbin Waters. How are you, Pete?
Good, thanks, Glenn. How are you?
Not too bad,
Pete,
buddy.
Pete from Currumbin Moors. How are you, Pete?
Right,
good, thanks.
Here we go.
All right, apparently we've got to be quick today, all right? So let's get on the fly. Who was this? What was his name? What movie?
The movie was Jerry Maguire.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Nice work. Question two is a true or false question. You may use Spider Everett as your expert. He can help you with the answer.
Yeah.
Here's your true or false question. The spider loves this animal. Sloths are relatively good swimmers. Is that true or false?
As the expert, I'll go to the spider.
Oh, absolutely it's true.
They are relatively good swimmers.
They are very true.
Well done, Pete. You've won the tickets.
Yeah. Well, they swim.
Oh, just, is that it?
They swim a fraction better than the bowling ball.
They certainly do that. Question three. You just got to get through this one, and you've got the quizaster.
Oh, it's one more.
Okay, Ali, let us know that there is a rubbish survey going on, but it's not a survey that's rubbish. Like,
what do you think of ribbons? Oh, I love ribbons.
That's a rubbish survey. Here's our survey. What colour is the green bin?
What colour is it? Green.
That was amazing. That's the first time I've heard the correct go off before the answer. Well done. No, just, this is truly a quizaster.
I'm like predictive text. I just predicted that he was going to get it right. Well done, Pete. Double pass to Avex Gunners. You're going to love that.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is a bit of an interesting one.
Yeah, five calls says it all. And, Ali, you've got a question that we don't even know, and you're going to throw it open to the Triple M family, and we're going to find out where everybody sits with this one question.
Yes, where everybody stands. Now, everyone, just remain calm. I'm going to say that straight up. But I'm talking right now about penises.
Oh, hey.
All right? Hang on. Now, I'm only going to say it.
Is that how you're referring to us as a collective group?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying that word one time, but I had to say it. It's the official word. I knew Al Dobie would freak out. I'm not going to say the word again, Al, just for you.
It's going to be okay.
What's the question?
Now, the question is, so this is a situation that happened on the weekend. I mentioned earlier in the show, we had a big touch footy reunion. Now, this is all people that I have known since I was 16 years old.
Very well.
Very good, very old friends, okay? So at the end of the night, we ended up back at Sharon's place, and I don't even remember how it came up, pardon the pun, but the topic of circumcision came up, okay? And it's quite a sensitive topic for people.
What is your question?
Well, here's the question, right? So as one of the girls is saying that her boys are circumcised, and she was very vocal on why you should be circumcised, and other people were sort of weighing in a little bit, and I've got one son, as you know, and three daughters, so I offered my thoughts on it, and so did other people. But the next day I thought to myself, you know what? I actually don't think that's okay for us to be sitting there talking about our sons and whether they're circumcised or not. And it also took my mind to the fact that...
What is your question?
Yeah,
well, I still don't know what your question is.
Is it okay to discuss your child's bits, okay? Because I thought later, I don't think it's okay. And it took me back also to when I was living in Cronulla, living in Sydney years ago. One of the girls in my touch footy team back then, she used to go on and on about the size of her son's, she's not the only one. I could tell you right now, probably half a dozen of my friends, you know, them talking about their
son's
bits. The question is, are you allowed to talk about whether your son's circumcised or not?
Oh, no, no, I think talk about their bits. Flan, yes or no?
Flan,
it's very
what do you think?
I don't have a problem with it.
You know what? I knew you wouldn't.
I absolutely say no.
Okay,
no
you
one.
Say no.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with anyone. Okay,
let's
who we
go
got?
To the phones.
All right.
Hello.
Who we got here?
Good morning. Is this Mallory?
It is. Good morning.
Mallory Hope Olin. Can you talk about your kids' bits or not?
Not a chance. Okay.
That's one.
All I'm right, with you, Mallory.
You're on the
absolutely.
Nose. Thank you, Mallory.
Oh, the whiz.
Hang on. The whiz. Morning,
Good
whiz.
Good morning, boys. How are we today?
We are great.
Simple
whiz.
Yes or no. That's all we need.
What do you think, whiz?
I reckon no whackers because everybody used to talk about it when it was younger. Some of the girls like it.
Well done.
I just ask a yes or no.
Any time I'm agreeing with the whiz, you need to fade down.
Joni Mermaid Waters, what do you reckon?
I think it's a bit personal, so no.
No, yeah, okay, good. So we've got two no's, one yes from the whiz. Good morning, Robert in Southport. Can you talk about your child's bits, yes or no?
I think it depends on how close you are to your friends and if they know them or not. It's a public forum. But you can if they're friends and they've got an issue.
Yes or no?
Thank you. So I think we take that as a...
He's sort of put in both camps. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's saying yes.
Yes,
we'll,
okay.
We'll
Mark,
yes.
Mark in Ormo, you're the last vote. Yes or no? Can you talk about your kids' bits?
No.
Yes, exactly. There we
go. There you go.
No, you can't talk about...
All right, so three no's, two yeses, yes. Keep your child's...
Bits?
Yep.
Private.
To yourself.
We welcome to our Broadbeach studios, Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Transitioning and... Yeah.
Yeah.
My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Serenity.
Did I miss the Black Friday sales?
Oh, yes, you did, yeah.
Oh,
Serenity.
Oh, no, today's I didn't Monday. See any advertising. Did they advertise them at all?
A little bit.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't see. Who did the marketing? Melissa Caddick? I mean, you remember her? That's the lady that stole everybody's money and then turned into a foot. Do you remember? the poor hubby hairdresser can't work and sell shoes one at a time now, the poor love. Mm. Not true, the ATO took all the shoes. Look, speaking of feet, last year I got 25% off on the Black Friday sales. Mm. You know those springy, runny, bouncing kangaroo hopping shoes like Oscar Pistorius used to wear? Mm. Yeah, I always wanted them, and so I got some.
Beautiful.
I learned to hate Hills hoists and ceiling fans. Look, I wasn't always known as Serenity Safe Harbour. Mm. For full transparency, I was also known as Countess Scumagutza. But I don't wish to speak about my time with the Australian cricket team.
Oh. Did you play cricket?
No.
Oh.
Awkward sauce. Yeah. I came third in Yatala's Got Talent performing as really? The stunt person Countess Scumagutza. Yes, in the finale of my act, I set myself on fire and I ran flat. That's sticking into a tennis net. I didn't mean to do either. Yeah. And yet, came third. You know, the entertainment editor of a publication called Yatla Over 50s Living described it as piss funny.
Oh.
And for 21 years, of course, I was Graham Thompson of Yatla, but who wasn't?
Yeah.
Look, how's the rental crisis? It's got chaotic in Byron Bay. Look, it's out of control. I remember back in the good old days of Byron Bay when I was in my 20s. I lived in a hot water system and it was only $900 a week. Amazing. I had to move out every Wednesday, of course, when my hippie landlord would bathe. Hassle. So I moved out and I lived in a green bin. Every Monday morning I used to wake up at the tip.
I understand.
Silver lining, 5 minute stroll to Centrelink. Ka-ching! Mahalo, sha-sha, and
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
7:04, an hour later on the Tweed as we do this.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
That's Flan, out of all of us here, you spend the most amount of time online surfing the internet. The things that win the internet. And friends and family send you stuff.
Yeah, they do. And I think this is really appropriate because of the World Cup of Soccer. We're getting down to the serious stage of it. We're down to the last games in the pools. And then they get down to, I think, the round of 16. So it gets very serious. And this says, it was Brian Deanna who actually won the internet,
Thanks,
I believe.
Brian.
And it says, I don't watch soccer. If I wanted to watch a bunch of guys struggle to score for 90 minutes, I'll take my buddies to the Cali Beach Bar.
Took a trip out to Gladstone on Friday afternoon. Friday, mm-hmm. Left the show here, had to drive up to Gladstone.
How many hours drive, Spider?
Well, it was supposed to be 7, a lot of roadworks all the way up there. It was a nightmare. Terrible trip, yeah. Mm. It was a hard trip, hard drive. But
and you love a drive, so that's saying a bit.
Absolutely. And driving up there, and look, the GPS said you can go some of the back roads, part out of Gympie and head up the back road. Don't have to get into all the roadworks. So I thought, you little ripper, took the road, went in about 20 minutes, half an hour, and then the fuel light come on.
Oh.
So I went through a little town, and I was thinking, oh, there'd be fuel there.
Yep.
Beautiful little cafes and a post office, but no fuel.
Candanga?
Oh,
somewhere.
It was, and then I kept driving. I thought, okay, that's okay. Low on fuel, got about 200 km.
West of Gympie.
Yeah, kept going north, hit the dirt road. And as soon as I hit a dirt road, the fuel light come on. And I had about 170 km left, and I thought, it's not too bad. And I thought, dirt road, no, I'll go back. I'm not committed that much.
How far back did you have to go?
Oh, about 25 minutes.
Oh.
Okay.
And so, and I still didn't know where a fuel station was. So I kept driving and I drove past one of those roadside stalls, fruit and veggies, and kept driving in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around. There's probably one or two cars if I'm lucky. There was a caravan that was behind me. And
a guy that sounds like this.
And then the second fuel light, the emergency light, come on and said,
"Fuel lights,
but it was like I still had 120 odd k's, and I just didn't know though, and I was like 10 minutes back was that roadside stall, and I was like, I got to go, I've got to do a U-turn, I've got to go back because I don't know if I'll make it." Because I don't know.
It's a terrible feeling.
I don't know where the next fuel station is because I don't have any reception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. So I went back to the roadside store and I said, excuse me, is there any chance of buying some fuel? No, we can't sell fuel. And I said, well, there's two options. Either I sleep on your couch.
Hello.
or I buy a heap of fruit and veggies here, and then you just seem to put some fuel in my car because I can't. I don't know where the fuel station is. I don't even know where to go.
Yeah.
And he explained where it is, and it was still about, you know, 40, 50 kilometres, and I was like, I honestly don't know if I'll go.
But if you miss it, if you miss the signpost or something on the road, because it's not like the highway, it won't be a big sign.
Nah,
it'll be tiny.
Nothing. So luckily he put some fuel in and I kind of brought a lot of fruit and veggies but didn't take them.
Oh, okay.
But we do want to know.
Yeah.
When have you run out of fuel? Where did you run out of fuel? I was stuck out there. And when I got to Gladstone, the guy said to me, he goes, the GPS tells you to go out that way because it is quicker. Yep. But he goes, no one ever does it. Always just stay on the Bruce Highway.
Yeah.
So if you're driving to Gladstone, stay on the Bruce Highway. But we do want to know, when did you or where did you run out of fuel?
It can happen, and in the worst possible place as well. 1-300-925-666. You got a chance to win a double to a day on the green. The one and only Rod Stewart with special guest Cyndi Lauper brings the hits tour to a day on the green. Sarah May Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Where did you run out of fuel? 1-300-925-666. Flan, Ali and Spider.
And Louise, where did you run out of fuel?
On the way coming back from Darwin, mate. I had to push about 8 km before I got to the garage and I nearly died in the sun. It was about 50-something degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have a hat on?
Yeah, my helmet.
Oh, wicked. I was going to say, a wizard's hat wouldn't provide much sun protection. Good morning, Michelle in Palm Beach. Where did you run out of fuel?
On the way to Birdsville, about 40 k's out.
Oh, yuck.
On the track.
What'd you do?
Yeah. We had a hole in the fuel tank from a rock, and my husband, he managed to plug it. It was pouring out of the fuel tank, and he managed to plug it with a bolt and a washer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
so we just
scary.
Crawled into Birdsville on a empty tank.
Boy. Out there, there is no one to help you. Well, that's scary.
Clever.
Yeah.
That's bush mechanics. Michelle. Well done.
Melissa in Burley Waters. Melissa, when did you run out of fuel?
It was back in 2020 when I was on the way to the hospital to give birth to my first daughter.
Oh, no. Your first kid, too.
So what happened?
Wasn't impressed.
Were you, like fully in labour?
No, I was probably about halfway.
Oh,
so,
scary as.
My husband wasn't impressed.
Oh, no.
Imagine that.
He wasn't impressed with you. I think it should be the other way around.
Thank you. Still always the light comes on.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, make sure you fill up your car if you are due to have a baby.
Yeah.
That'd be my number one tip.
Yeah, every time I fill up the car, I ovulate too. Ovulate's a word I can nearly say.
You can nearly. Good morning, Rayma.
Morning.
When did you run out of petrol?
I didn't, but it was my husband twice in 2 weeks.
Oh, sorry.
And about 3 k's from home, and he went through a period of time with me in the car, and I'd say, you're low on fuel, let's pop in. Oh, no, it'll get us to where we're going. I'm like, can we just buy fuel? So 2 times without me in the car, he's obviously pushed it to the limit. 3 k's away from home, he's run out of fuel. And then he's walked home and said, We need to go buy fuel, and my car's run out of fuel. We need to bring it home. And twice in 2 weeks, I nearly killed him. I'm like, why do you just not buy fuel?
Yeah. Oh,
well said.
Thanks, Rayma. Hank in Eleanor. Hank, when did you run out of fuel?
When I ran out of fuel would have been on the highway. And you know when you wonder why people have pulled over on the highway and the highway starts backing up, well, I'm one of them people. The worst part about it is the fuel gauge still read about a third of a tank.
Oh, no.
That's what I was nervous about.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about.
And the worst part about it is the truck and it takes up more room.
Oh, no. Mate. Hank.
That's not your fault, Hank.
Thank you, Hank. You know what? Twice in 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, my word.
The day on the green tickets. Hey, Rayma.
Hey.
You're going to go and check out Rod Stewart with special guest Cyndi Lauper, A Day on the Green.
Yay. Thank you.
Hey, Rayma.
Yes.
Only one condition, name and shame your husband.
Oh, he's not coming with me because we'll probably get stuck on the way.
Good girl.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
7:36, an hour later on the tweet, a very big finale to a big TV show tonight, and Shane and Christy from that show are coming in.
Yeah, they were coupled up at the end of the show. I'm intrigued to see if they're still together.
Are they Lego masters?
Your mum, your dad, same. Anyway,
my dad,
Shane and Chris are coming in.
Are they?
Yeah,
I love that.
I wonder if they're. I wonder if they're really concerned if their Insta following's gone up.
Well, you can ask them
if their social profile's gone through the roof, because that's why people are Married on First Sight or whatever.
Yeah, this is they're. Bit more genuine than that, these
two. Oh, really?
Yeah, my word. So, yes. They fell deeply, deeply for one another.
Oh.
So they are in studio before 9 o'clock, but you, Spider, are spraying something next.
Yeah, absolutely. If people are whinging about being on these things, I don't get it.
Spider Spray.
I want to have a crack at people on cruise ships. At the moment, yeah.
Pardon me.
Look, if you go on a cruise right now, you cannot whinge if you get stuck on it. Queen Elizabeth, cruise ship at the moment, left Sydney, going up across the along the Queensland coast, about to dock into Bali. Got refused because they've got COVID cases.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the other one, the norovirus.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
And it was just ridiculous. You sit there and go, okay, why should these countries allow you to come back in? And the Queen Elizabeth got told no in Bali, and you know what they've done? They've gone and docked in, they're going to dock in WA, in Fremantle. No, sorry. You sit out at the Timor Sea until there's nobody with COVID.
WA wouldn't let people in only a few months ago.
Well, remember the Ruby Princess back in 2020. That was the horrible start. 900 people walked off there all with COVID into the streets. Yep, in the streets of Sydney. And that's where it all started. And that's where it exploded into 28,000 cases very, very quickly. Ugh. If you want a cheap, easy holiday with everything for nothing, you want to fight for a buffet spot or a towel by the pool, well, you know what? You can sit out there on your cruise ship for as long as it takes for COVID not to be anywhere on that ship.
Nice.
If you're silly enough to go on there, after what we've learned over the last couple of years, you're silly enough to stay out at sea.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au. Triple M's $1,000 minute.
Yeah, we all could do. And Mark in Helensvale, good morning.
Morning.
You ready to go?
Yeah, mate, yep.
$1,000, where would you spend it?
I'd take the family away for Christmas, mate.
Oh, beautiful. All right, here we go. Well, these are the rules. If you don't know the answer, simply pass. If we've got time, we'll come back. We will take your first response. You've got 60 seconds from the time Ali reads the first question. Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.
He's down to business. I love
absolutely.
That.
All right.
Yes, let's do this. You associate Cam Smith, the golfer, with which sport?
Golf.
What Gold Coast Creek is further north, Coolangatta or Talabudra?
Talabudra.
How many sides does an octagon have?
8.
Stars and Stripes is the nickname of which country's flag?
America.
Name Batman's crime-fighting partner?
Robin.
Heidi Klum got divorced to which singer in 2014?
Seal.
How many people have walked on the moon? 4, 8 or 12?
8.
What is the capital of Malaysia?
Pass.
Which company makes Big Red tomato sauce?
Heinz.
Which state of Australia had their state election on the weekend?
Victoria.
What is the capital of Malaysia? Come on.
Yeah. Hello.
KL, Kuala Lumpur. And also the only other one you got wrong, so you got 80% right, how many people have walked on the moon? It is 12, not 8.
You know what, I would have guessed 8 too.
Yeah. Mm. I don't reckon anyone has. So for me, I'd be questioning whoever wrote these.
So Spider would have paid 12 or naught. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Mate, thank you. You played great and you've got yourself a double pass to Event Cinemas. Unwrap the magic of movies this Christmas with an Event Cinemas gift card, mate. Thank you, Mark.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much.
An 8 out of 10 is a really good effort.
It's not good enough, though.
Let's see if we can get better than that tomorrow. Here's a hand. Here's a helping hand right now. A couple of questions for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Ali.
We haven't had this one before. Who invented the telephone?
Yeah, we did, Belle. We had
about
that last
7
week.
Days ago. Oh.
Well, that doesn't ring any Alexander Grahams for me.
That is a question. No, we're locking it in.
Are we locking it in?
Yeah, just another one.
Yeah. Right. What else you got?
All right, here we go. I think this was about 3 days ago. Which planet in the solar system has a ring around it?
Oh, Jupiter.
Uranus.
Don't be filthy.
Oh, dear. And only 12 men have walked on it.
Okay. Let's get ready for tomorrow. Just before 8, tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute. You got a couple of questions. You are 20% of the way there. Good luck. Okay.
Previously on My Mum, Your Dad.
Let's go.
Kate Lanebrook presents My Mum, Your Dad.
I cannot wait to have this chat. Your Mum, My Dad is one of my favourite shows ever.
Hang on, remember, we always get the name wrong. Yeah. It's My Mum,
Your Dad. Yeah, and joining us is Shane and Kayla. Now, they're a father-son combination. Shane was really excited in the very...
No, not father-son, father-daughter.
No, you're a woman, okay? And stop insisting that you aren't, right?
This just shows how excited he is.
I am a little bit overexcited. I'll slow down. Shane was the first guy to couple up on the show, and as we get towards the end of the series, and we'll find out tonight and tomorrow, I believe, it's about Kayla and whether or not she approves of this union. And so we are going to try and ruin the series by getting the answer.
Yeah.
Shane, first of all, how did you feel when the idea of going on the show first came up?
Very nervous. I backed out a couple of times, and then we have a saying, fortune favours a brave. So we took the plunge and had a go.
And how about you, Kayla? I mean, you obviously put your dad up for this. Did you think he would ever in a million years agree to do it?
Absolutely not. There's no chance that this is something Dad would ever do. So I'm very proud that he did.
Yeah.
Now, throughout the series, Flan's been filling us in with it all. And didn't do it for social media? You didn't do it for likes on Instagram? You actually.
Definitely not. No. I had to learn how to do Instagram by my daughter. So.
Yeah. Have your numbers gone up, though? That's the most important thing.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Right. Can we ask the fact that Christy's not here today? I mean, is that a little bit of a spoiler?
She may be sitting out in the car. I'm not sure.
Oh! Look at you. From the difference between you and the start of the series and now. Oh, my God. How did you feel when you were the bloke that the girls started to go for at the start of the series?
Yeah, it was a bit of an ego boost. You never know how them things are going to pan out, so it was a bit nerve-wracking for that few minutes.
It's hard. It's hard.
Anybody that sees this on social media would know that Shane and I are not dissimilar, really, in our appearance. And I had a lot of people ringing up and they said, and I got a lot of text messages. Just shut up. And I got a lot of text messages saying, wait, does your wife know you've gone on Your Mum and My Dad? And I said to him, you know what? I'm on Your Mum. Leave me alone. Shane, what can you tell us about tonight's finale? What can you let go?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a huge night. All the commitment ceremonies are on, so there is a couple of twists and
all
turns.
All of the commitment ceremonies.
Yep.
A couple of questions. Shane, how did you feel when you – what was the moment like when you found out that Kayla had been watching everything and all the other kids, but particularly Kayla?
Pretty unreal, to be honest. It was like, wow, how did they pull that off?
Yeah.
And
were you nervous, though, about what you might have done?
I wasn't nervous because I was my authentic self, so Kayla see me at my best and worst, so there's nothing to worry about.
There was two blokes who'd been mouthing off way worse. They were much more worried about it than Shane.
Can we ask Kayla then, do you have to approve, do you?
Yeah, it's ultimately up to me if I want to go ahead with the blessing or not.
And what happens if they say, we don't care what you say?
Well, too bad, so sad. It's up to me.
Okay. One thing I'd like to know, Kayla, because so many people in our generation, and we'll all put ourselves in your same generation, Shane, they don't share personal things with their kids. They keep so much to themselves. What would you say to, I guess, other parents about the benefits of telling your kids more?
Me and my dad are literally best friends. There's no secrets between us. And I think that it's so important to have that relationship with your parent. It's everything.
Okay.
For sure.
So there'll be people who are listening to this who will watch the finale tonight because of it. What would you say are the deal breakers for you that would, what would rule it out?
Well, as I've said on the show, a party animal rules it out for me okay. because I want a good woman for my dad who, you know, would rather spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just a good woman who, yeah, doesn't party.
And before, so not party at all.
I mean, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, okay. but.
But not out every Friday, Saturday night saying,
exactly.
ringing at 4 a.m. saying, Shane, where are you? I can't get an Uber.
Essentially that.
Yeah. And before we let you go, and good luck tonight, we'll be watching it and see how it all unfolds. But do you reckon your dad looks anything like Flan?
Look, if it was late at night in a dark alley, I might just say, oh Dad, God. What are you doing here?
Wow, you just described one of my special nights.
And I'm going to back Flan up here. I actually had people text me as well and say, what about old mate on my mum, your dad? Flan personified. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We're
Thank
so
you.
Excited to see what happened. Our work Christmas party, there was a lot in the lead up. Spider, you sprayed it, actually.
Oh, well, you don't have a Christmas party at work. It's like just having a dinner at work.
Yep. Well, look, and I must admit, I did have quite a few people come up to me after you'd done that spray, both within our office and externally, and say that they completely agreed with you that it should be out and about.
Thank
However,
you.
Well, there are four of us in this studio right now. Only two of us attended, Al Doby and I, Flan.
Mm-hmm. I did not attend.
He had a prior engagement.
I was asleep on the lounge.
Exhausted after Guns N' Roses yeah. the night before. It had been a week. So, but I hereby declare it was a great success.
Oh, wow. Okay. How come?
Honestly?
Honestly. No, and to prove that I'm being honest, I will bag it in one way. But on the whole, it was absolutely fantastic.
That's
it
good.
Was. We had four croupiers that had four tables going. I learned how to play craps.
Yep.
Now, I would never be able to ask that at a casino. So, yeah, it was just everyone was into it. They were just, you know, at different times.
Okay.
Woo! Someone had
Because it's Casino Royale
was the thing. That's
yeah.
right. And obviously we were playing with fake money. Yep. And just quietly, our boss, Rod, he snuck a few extra $1,000 bills for himself. No question.
Yeah, no question.
Oh, that's why he's boss.
Yeah, that's right.
Generally manage the situation.
Yes, exactly. But JM and the crew that organised it, Maddie, Taylor and Beck, shout out to them.
Great job.
But as they said, if they had have gone off-site, there's no way they could have been able to afford the entertainment, the drag queens. We had beautiful food.
I know,
to
Triple
eat.
M only made $55 million this year. It's tough.
Oh, you've had your spray.
You have had your spray. But what about, I'll tell you who was best, one of the best on ground.
Yes.
Al Doby.
Oh, Al. What did the Doby get up to?
No, what time did you wrap it up?
No, I just had a good night.
Well, by about 8 o'clock, we were sitting on the couch, Al Doby, yeah. JM and I, and he was being very complimentary to me about the show and how I'd fit it in.
Did he have his undies on his head again?
No.
Because when he has too many, responsibly, his backside does stick out a fair bit.
Yeah. It was.
Does he get a rear porch? Does
he was. But he was being very complimentary. And I was thinking in my head, oh, I was getting a little bit happy. But he was out till 3 a.m.
Oh,
yes.
What?
He
Alistair.
Backed it up and went to the Chameleon Bar with a bunch of other people from work
what?
To support the drag queens.
Chameleon Bar.
So,
right.
And then a few of you ended up the casino. Well, actually, more than a few. But anyway, here goes, Spider, just to prove that I'm being completely honest.
Yep.
Here's the one thing I wasn't overly happy with. It's a photo. So this is what we had. They had a big thing of cocktails, which was delicious.
Yes, yes.
But describe what it's being served in.
It's in the $7 bucket you buy at Bunnings.
It's in a massive open plastic container. And I just thought, well, there's a COVID disaster waiting to happen.
Big enough to move freely. Small enough so you can find the store. The Oasis Broadbeach.
Bauble!
92.5 Triple M's Christmas Bauble.
The Oasis Shopping Centre, right near where we are in Broadbeach. You got a chance to share in thousands of dollars worth of Christmas cash at the Oasis. We have names on baubles.
Absolutely. We've got three baubles. We've got one each. We'll read the names out. Just put this in your phone right now, because if your name's read out, you'd be the first one through.
Okay.
1-300-925-666. That's 1-300-925-666.
So, to be fair, Spy, we've got to say it fairly quickly once we say the names, right?
Absolutely. So, okay. You'll say it, Ellie will say it, I'll say the names.
Okay.
First one in, then walks away all with right. a couple
all
hundred
right.
bucks.
So, let's make sure we're all ready so that we're fair to all the listeners whose names are.
You got the baubles ready? Baubles
are you ready to go?
Yep.
Yep.
I'll go first?
Yep.
William.
Oh, William. Well, you're not going to believe it, but I've pulled out Ali.
Yep.
A-L-I.
And I've got Sean.
No. Oh, that's so funny.
All right. 1-300-925-666. William, Ali, and Sean. Out of those three names, whoever calls him first.
Wins cash, thanks to Oasis. It's right across there. It's a fantastic shopping centre, isn't it, Ellie? You go there all the time.
I love Oasis. I love the Oasis. It is awesome. There's a sensational gift shop in there. I love Gearbox Boutique. I love Nirvana Hair and Beauty. There are just so many awesome shops. Obviously, Madison's Cafe.
What do BWS sell?
BWS sell
beer, wine, and spirits.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's a Priceline in there. There's Ali Fashion. There's an awesome surf shop in there. So many.
And go to the phones.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Ali.
Who is this?
Ali. It's Ali.
Oh,
Ali. Ali.
Oh, I love that. How do you spell your Ali? And it doesn't matter how it's spelled. Oh. You're still in.
A-double-L-Y.
Well, Ali, guess what? You've just won
$200 of Oasis Christmas cash.
Thank you so much. I never win anything.
Oh, you do today. Yeah, and not only that, you've won the $200 cash and you've won the Triple M bauble to put on your Christmas tree.
That's yours as well.
Thank you so much.
Well, don't thank us. Thank your parents for naming you Ali.
I hated it when I was younger, but anyway.
You love it now.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ali. Hey, more chances for you to share in that Oasis Christmas cash again tomorrow on the show. It's Triple M Breakfast. It's Flan, Ali, and Spider.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali, and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.